We're ready to rock and roll. And joining us here at our makeshift studio on the Progressive Insurance guest mic, Pertain Covey, the Philadelphia Eagles punt returner. How are you, man?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me on.
So Devin Hester just got elected to the Hall of Fame last night.
I am happy about that.
So you want to follow his footsteps, safe to say?
Yeah, safe to say those are pretty big footsteps to follow it, but I would love to, right?
How fast are you?
I'm a 4.4, and
similar to me when I played my game.
Exactly. Yeah. Wait, probably similar to you right now.
Holy mo, 4.4. I was one that fast.
Oh, it's just fear of the bigger guys.
hey, talk about, again, we talk about how hard this game is and the explosive hits and everything else. These guys are big dudes.
Yeah.
And they're coming at you at a full speed and fast. How challenging is it to do your job? Because to me, in the NFL, that has to be the toughest job in the NFL.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. It's one, tough because the punters are so good. Yep. They know how to manipulate the wind.
Sure.
Change the ball around. And then it's also tough because it's not all up to you. You got 10 other guys that have to really do their job.
Yep.
And if one of them messes up, it's either a fair catch or you're getting lit up.
Yep.
So that's what makes it mainly tough. But there are things you can do to, it's funny when people just think you can put any quick-ass guy back there, because that's not the case. There's a lot more.
You need to have hands. You need to know the situation.
100%. Yep. It's very mental. You need to know when to take risks and when to just, eat your food and get up 8 yards and get down. You know what I mean? And so it's kind of pros and cons weighing things, yeah.
How hard is it when you maybe should catch the ball and you let it go?
Yeah.
And then you have to walk over to the sideline. You have to walk by your coach. That has to be the toughest part of
your
job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You totally try and avoid them at all costs.
You don't make eye contact. You're like, yeah, coach, I know I screwed up. I'm just going to keep walking this way.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. You act like another coach is calling you over or something. And, yeah, that's one of the challenging things, because it's the situational awareness you have to have for when to catch it. What? Yeah, it's tough.
All right, so we're talking about the Niners and the Chiefs. But you wish you were playing here and not talking to knuckleheads from Boston. You guys started 10-1.
Yeah.
Lights out, looking like the Super Bowl team you should have been. What happened?
That is the million-dollar question, right? People tell me all the time that there will be Harvard case studies on what happened with the Philadelphia Eagles. The truth is the answer is that a lot of things happened, and I think that's what's the frustrating answer to people. Everyone wants to point at one thing and say, okay, let's change this. And we tried that. We changed things, and that's why, it was a combination of things, and that's the frustrating answer that people don't want to hear. We definitely needed change and needed new – we got two new coordinators coming in this year, so we'll have different schemes and things. But at the end of the day, it's – once you start spiraling, it's really difficult to stop. And
did it get hard in the locker room?
It got hard in the locker room, I felt like, because everyone was frustrated. Mm-hmm. But when you've got leaders like Jason Kelce, Jalen Hurts, Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, that's a pretty dang good locker room.
They're pretty good.
So you're not having guys that are, angry with each other and things. Thank goodness.
Finish this sentence. Philly fans are.
Philly fans are. I mean, you can go cliche and say passionate, but I don't even think passionate does justice.
How about cuckoo nuts crazy?
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that.
You can't say it, but I can.
Okay, well, I'm going to say passionate and then amplify it.
All right. How about finish this sentence? Because this one's a fun one. Philly media are.
Philly media are friends when you treat them like friends.
All right.
And I have a lot of good friends in the Philly media, and I feel like they,
they're a tough bunch. Aren't
they?
They
are.
Yeah.
They are. It's hard. What's hard is if you don't say anything, there's a problem.
Yeah.
If you say the generic thing, you're lying, and then if you're honest, people get it's a tough line.
It's tough.
We talk about it all the time.
Obviously we're from New England, so we get it.
The
media is tough and the fans are tough.
It is hard to navigate.
They're similar fan bases, similar media bases, where they are that passionate. You want to use that word passionate, but sometimes it's not that word.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Yeah.
We all know that. Hey, special teams, obviously what you do, play a big factor. Will they play a big factor in Super Bowl 58?
They play a big factor in every close game.
Okay.
In every close game, special teams can make or break it, and that's why they're important. So I believe, yes. And I believe that the 49ers have a better special teams than the Chiefs.
All right.
Their punter is one of the best in the league. And then I, yeah, so we'll see.
We'll see. Hey, rumor has it that the commemorative ball, the kickoff ball, it's like hard as a rock. It's like a brick.
Really?
So there's like a gambling thing where you – a touchback, and they say it's whether or not going to be a touchback. Or not. And they say the ball is heavier. Have you ever heard this?
No.
So it's a commemorative ball that they use. They use it once to kick off, and then they put it into like the Hall of Fame or something.
Interesting.
So I was told that it's heavier, and that means
so it might be a return.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's funny. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
So 2023, you led the league in punt return yards. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. No. Thanks. It was great. It's, you know, anytime you can lead the league in anything, you're happy. And I think I was second in average. I didn't have the touchdown, and that's kind of what everyone wants. You know, that's the flashy thing.
Yeah.
But we'll get that.
All right.
You know, I'll tell you what, I've watched a lot of film over the years of Patriots punt returners and punt return schemes, and that's been something that I watch a lot of.
What do you do in the off season?
I train.
Yep.
I have a 1-year-old son, which is great.
Congrats.
And, yeah, I'm here with my company, Amorpho, which
Let's
is
talk
great.
About it.
Yeah, so I don't know if you've seen the old weighted vest with, like, the big old sandbags, the bulky things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I used to train with those, and then this company approached me wanting to launch something, and it is a revolutionary it's weighted apparel, so vests, shirts, pants, that form fits to your body.
Interesting.
So you can go run routes with it, play tennis with it, and you know that you're working the exact muscles that you'll be using. And so I love it because it's better than going and squatting or benching and hoping it translates to the field.
Sure.
You can do the exact movements you know you're going to do while wearing this stuff. And it's just, I'll never do a workout without wearing it.
How do people find it?
Online, amorpho.com, O-M-O-R-P-H-O, or just on Instagram. They just got into Dick's Sporting Goods, so I'm
happy
about that.
That's very cool. I have one right near my house, so I'm going to go there and buy that as a gift because if I ever put weighted stuff on, I'd probably die.
But even you? Go hiking with it on.
Yeah, that's what I'm all about. Anthony Pepe going hiking.
I like it. No, it's been great. It's helped me with injury prevention a lot, too, because you can tell I'm not the biggest guy.
Good luck, and hopefully next year in New Orleans, we're not talking to you. You're playing in the game.
I like it.
All right, thank you so much. There he is, Philadelphia Eagles punt returner, Britton Covey, hanging out on the Progressive Insurance guest microphone with the diehards.